Spirit, lead me.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence.
Sing it, I'm yours. Praying the prayer of consecration. Say, Lord, I'm yours. Don't pray that prayer quietly. It is not a prayer you pray anyhow. Lord Jesus, I'm not what my grandfather dedicated me to be. I'm yours. I'm not what my grandmother called me to be. I'm yours. Go ahead and talk to God. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. Therefore, take that prayer to another level. Say, Lord, you can count on me. You can count on me. You can count on me. I don't know whether somebody here has gone astray. It's time for you to break your fallow ground and come back and say, Lord, you can count on me. It doesn't matter what people believe about me. But Lord, you know you can count on me. If you pray that prayer, something will break loose in your life. Say, Lord Jesus, you can count on me. Take that prayer to another level. Say, Lord Jesus, in 2023, do what only you could have done in my life. Take me from the back and bring me forward. Go ahead. There's a prophetic word that says that Jesus Christ will be born in Bethlehem, but he wasn't raised there. God had to stare the Roman government to declare census. Whatever needs to happen for me to move from the back to the front, Lord Jesus, let it happen. I'm yours. Let it happen. Set me on the path of success for your name's sake. Let my mockers bow before my maker. Are you praying or murmuring? Are you talking to the living God? Now go ahead and present that thing towards God. He's the God of all flesh. Nothing is too hard for him to do. No matter where you're listening to me, in Lagos, anywhere, in Lorry, Port Harcourt, in your car, anywhere, God can hear you. To you who answers prayers, to you shall all flesh come. Now, before you round up the prayer, I don't care whether this is your first time. Talk to God about your health. Say, Lord, you'll take you higher. 2023, declare, make covenant declarations. Say, I will never sleep in any hospital this year. In the name of Jesus. Begin to release angels. It wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health. Those two things, you can hang on to God for it. Begin to pray about your health. Since 2023, I will never sleep in the hospital. The wish is above all things that you prosper and be in health. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, Father, we thank you. Thank you because within the short time that we have, we will understand your counsel.
Amen.
You will speak to us.
Amen.
And we will not remain the same.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, there are people that are here for the first time. Lord, lift them up.
Amen.
There are people who came to celebrate with other people. Lift them up.
Amen.
One day you told me if you slept and found yourself in a witch coat and you ate with them, will you remain the same? I said, no. How come people come to church, eat spiritual food that we eat, and remain the same? I pray in the name of Jesus. Let no one walk out of this place remaining the same. Let that be an encounter that will change someone's life. Let the believers be edified. Let the devil be terrified. Let Jesus be glorified. And the people of God shouted, amen. Let's celebrate Jesus like never before. Good morning, church. Please help your neighbors to sit down gently. Hallelujah. Love you right back. God bless you. Matthew 28, verse 18 is my deliberation. Matthew 28, 18. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. You know the story, how that the devil told Jesus, bow down to me, I will give you the kingdom of this world and his glory. But when he waited for God, God gave him double. There are not 12 tribes of Israel, there are 13, even though Jacob gave birth to 12, because there's no tribe of Joseph. Joseph had double. In case you are here this morning and you're waiting upon God, you know what you could have done. The Bible says the love of God constrains us. And you decide to wait upon God. I know, like I know my name, God will give you double.
Amen.
People will bow before you.
Amen.
There's no way you can bow before God and circumstance not bow before you. I declare, those who are mocking you will bow before you.
Amen.
Did the brothers of Joseph not bow before Joseph? Results. Nobody argues the results. I pray that God will give you something that is not natural.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says in Matthew 28, verse 19, in verse 19, it says, go therefore. I've told you, when you see the word therefore, always understand what that thing stands for. Go therefore. Therefore means, based on verse 18 that I've told you, that all power has been given to me. Go therefore means, I'm giving you that power. Now, he told them, tarry in Jerusalem. Don't go until I give you, until you are endued with power. But now he's telling them, go. Go, and your assignment is make disciples of all nations. Not church members. Not, oh, we are 10,000 in our church. Every member should be a disciple. Maybe you didn't hear me on this side. That's what Jesus said. Which means that was what he died for. My wife and I went to one person's house that is influential in this country because he invited us. And we met a woman there. Oh, she said, I attend COSA. I said, and I don't know you. She said, I just do my thing and walk out. God does not want you. You may be hot in that church you're coming from. God does not want you to do your thing and go out. I'm not talking about you being an usher or being a protocol. Everybody can't keep up with that. But there must be something that thanksgiving rise to heaven. And it's not just giving to the poor. And I will show you if I have time. He says, go therefore, make disciples. I'm supposed to raise you to be disciples. Now, Bible says, those who rule among you, Don't make the work difficult for them. For you, it will not be profitable. Let them do it willingly. Some of you, you make it hard. When you want to talk to people, God has placed you over. You burn your face so that they won't tell you something. You know, that can work for me. When you burn your face, I know you're hiding something because I've been like that before. I know you're covering something. The Bible says, make disciples of all nations. The word nations is ethnos. It's from that word we have the word ethnic group. So it's not only talking about countries, it's talking about all ethnic group. And in case you want to know, it's not only talking about ethnic group, it's talking about the financial nation, media nation, educational nation. God wants to have disciples in all the, I'm not a pastor. I just have a school. I'm just a businessman. No. God wants disciples. Who are disciples? Disciplined followers. When they call them Christians, they mock them. Even though I'm a Christian. But they call them Christians in Antioch. Mocking them that these ones are like Christ. Christians. Those Christanos, that's the Greek word. Those who carry Christos on their inside. Christos, go and check it. If Jesus went to school, it was not Jesus Christ. It was Jesus Joseph. Christ means Messiah in the Hebrew. The anointed one with the anointing. So these ones are anointed. They are sent. Come on, talk to me. So it's not, on Sunday we have to go to church. When we close from church, we go to club. No, it's wrong. It's a demonic mindset. Jesus, this was when he came out fresh from the tomb. He said, go, and what I'm sending you to do is to raise disciples. So if you are here this morning, beside you is the woman you are not supposed to be married to, or you are not married to, and you are coming to church, we just do our thing and go to Koza and go home. You are out of line. God does not condemn you, but he doesn't condone you. Okay? So, you must baptize them in the name of the Father. If you are baptized yesterday, wave your hands to me. Anybody? Nobody? Maybe they are all gone to other campuses because we did baptism here yesterday. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Maybe on Tuesday I will read further. So what is a mission? First of all, I know that you understand now that we're called missionaries because you have a mission. Mission does not start and end with church. Countries have missions. Companies have missions. Mission just means you were sent to do something and you're doing it. Very layman's definition. So there's no way you can fulfill mission if you don't understand what you were sent to do. There are many things people come to do in church. People come to make friends. Oh, why is it that your Christian ceremony, you don't have people there? You know, I just moved to Abuja. I don't know people. Oh, join COSA. You will know people. As pastor is saying, tell your neighbor this. Tell him you are meeting people. You are meeting. There are people that carry good bags. They are here to meet. There are people that, when people come out to give tithes, they see them, that girl must have money. So followed her to the car park and saw that she carried a good car. Hi, how are you? God bless you. That's your mission in Koza. One pastor met me and said, we have a church, but we told our first daughter to attend a church. Pastor Biodun, we preach the gospel together. I can't say this to normal people. Please put her as part of your ushers in front. She was referring to H and H. I said, why? Say, I want her to be where she'll be seen. You know, there are young people in your church. We are believing God that she'll be married this year. Is she spiritual? Is she nice? Yes. Does she love God? Yes. Maybe you don't have a child. You don't know how a mother can feel. But she's wrong. That's not the reason why she should join this church. She should join because no tree plant themselves. That you may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. I believe that this year, God will be glorified in your life. There's something that should eat you up. When someone tells you, you know, there are people that send you out of church, they remain in church. But they tell you things that will send you out, but they remain. Next is what they say. This one has gone, next person. I'm here to send people out, but they remain. One day Jesus said, disciples, go and get food for me. I'm hungry. So they all went to buy food. When they came back, he didn't eat. They said, Master, why didn't you? He said, I have a food that you don't know of. My food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. Can you finish what you didn't know God sent you? Can you be hungry about something you didn't know? There are many, many reasons why you attend the church. Maybe you saw cars outside. That church, they have cars outside. That's why I'm attending. It's near my house. That's why I'm attending. There are many, you don't say it, but there are many reasons you join church. When you want to eat, you go to Maitama from here. You move to I don't know Abuja very well. You move to that zone. But when you want to feed your soul and your spirit, you look for a church and do 1 hour. Why do you like that? They close early. Not every church can feed you. That's why some people that invited you to church don't feel the message. I'm sure you heard a testimony from Port Harcourt. The person attended in a certain year didn't feel the church, but he came back. Maybe somebody prayed that, Lord Jesus, let him come back. I pray in the name of Jesus. There's a food that will eat you up this year. And you fulfill it in the name of Jesus. God wants to rule in the affairs of men. He says, teaching all nations. I said something before, but I want to say it again as I move forward. I'm out of time. Once a prophet prophesies, is you have a church? No. Ephesians 4:11. Once an evangelist give or talk all, and there are plenty that came out, he should have a church. No. He himself gives some to be apostle, some to be prophet, some to be evangelist, some to be pastor, not some to be pastor and some to be teacher. Some to be pastors and teachers. How you will know you have a pastoral gift is that you have a teaching gift. People that carry Bible, they sleep with Bible. You will unravel Bible. They will say, were you there when God wrote the Bible? God will come and tell you secrets. Not for you, but for his people. The problem we have right now is that people sit over churches and they don't have teaching gifts. That's why we have different things being taught from the same book. You can see people that have the anointing to heal people, but they can't teach. The Holy Ghost manifests according to how he wills. No matter how much you fast, according to how he wills. So calling is key. And you must know that not every church goes with your DNA. God plants you based on where you're headed from. Can somebody shout hallelujah? That's why different churches have different emphasis. But God plants you based on where you're going. So, I want you to know that. I pray in the name of Jesus that this year, God will be glorified in your ethnos. In verse 10 of Psalm 46, the Bible says in Psalm 46 verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. There is a side of God you will never know until you are still. I will be exalted among the nations, my God. I will be exalted in the earth. Verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. When I read this 3 times. But God wants to be exalted, not in the church, among the nations. When the scripture was written, the nations, in fact, if you read the old King James, the word nations appears as Edens. God's enemies. God wants to be exalted. Not that you join them. He wants to be exalted among the nations. That's why he called you. That's your mission. That's your mission. So don't join them and say, well, they say, I love your Christianity. You're not an extremist. Until they start calling you pastor, you've not started. Until they started. Somebody close to me, when I just gave my life to Christ, he used to send me alcohol. And his friends came and he said, he's a pastor. Let's send someone else. When I was walking down the stairs, God told me, you started. I wasn't even a brother. I just gave my life to Christ. Barely 4 days. But they noticed. You know how my younger brother gave his life to Christ? I knocked my room. He was there. And I just saw him. And I just said, oh, God bless you. I will excuse you. I will wait till you are done. He came upstairs and said, what happened to you? On a very good day, I'd tell him, get out. Or, I would just do something. I would try to intimidate him. He said, something has happened to you. I said, yeah. I said, what has happened to you? I said, nothing. God just inspired me. He said, you are born again. Then he knelt down in front of me and said, pray for me. That was how the boy gave his life to Christ. Until today, he's a Christian. A good one for that matter. You know my pastor, when he gave his life to Christ, he was so passionate. He went to his hometown to preach to everybody in his family. When he saw his younger brother, he was drunk. He slapped him. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. He didn't know how to preach. All he knew how to do was to harass people. You won't give your life to Christ, that I'm sending money to you. Are you all right? In Mark 16:15, are you gaining something? Mark 16:15, he said to them, go into, I wish he said into the world. All the world. All the world. And preach the gospel to how many people? Every creature. These are the days when people will look at first timers, look at those who give their lives, they say, they are Maraba people. They are Lugbe people. I just look at some Christians and I say, who raised you up? Do you talk to the Holy Ghost at all? The Bible says, what does a man, not a rich person, what does a man gain if he loses his soul and gains the whole world? An average human being you meet, do you know no car will go to heaven with you? No clothes, no bag, no house. The human beings you despise are the people that will enter into glory, which means we are the most valuable property of God on earth. That's the man that will translate. And you are saying the people from that area, God can say, choose that area. God can cut one part for you. But if God tells you, reach out to these people, they mean it's possible they don't have money. It's possible they don't have anything. He says, go into the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Do you know one guy came to Abuja? The guy will be in church today. And it was the person he came to meet in Abuja. Switch off the phone. So he was living in an uncompleted building. And somebody just met the person and invited him to Koza. According to him, what he was going through was what I was talking about throughout the service. So he gave his life to Christ. Before he knew what was happening, he got a job. Before he knew what was happening, his life changed. What if that person despised him that day? Jesus said, "Son, I have disciples on another mountain. They are not part of this mountain yet. Do you know who I was before I gave my life to Christ? Do you know who you were before you gave your life to Christ? If somebody didn't reach out to you, you look like a traffic light, red, green, yellow. You couldn't coordinate what you were wearing. Now you're looking sharp right now. People thought, this is the way you've always been. 1,000 times no. If you lie to us, your pictures will lie. I have some videos of 2008, some people. 2009, when you came to Kola. You were slim. You didn't know how to dress. But God sandpapered you. Changed your life. Now we know how to abase, we know how to abound. Your new level will fit you. I say your new level will fit you. One of the prayers I prayed for people when we were coming to this church will fit us. And I'm sure you can testify to the answer to that prayer. Because as you move to this church, some of you move to your houses and things change for you. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, I got a rush because of time. You know, my message is never long, but the foundation is always very thick. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Then you shall be maturon. Witnesses means somebody who has a first-hand information. You believe something, you are willing to die for that thing. That's the meaning of maturon. It's from the word we have matire. Somebody who kills himself. You will be witnesses to me. Number one, in Jerusalem. Why Jerusalem? It was Jerusalem that Jesus Christ spent his adulthood. That was where he died. That was where they executed him. That was where he rose up. So they are likely to believe more in Jerusalem. Then you move to Judea. Then you move to Samaria. Then look at the word, the ends of the earth. There are anywhere people are breathing the gospel altogether. Whether the village or the Silicon Valley. There's some people that believe that missionaries are those who go to the village and where there are no lights. No. There are missionaries sent to the technology world. There are missionaries sent to the educational world. There are missionaries. In fact, I'm telling you, you are a missionary. God has a mission for you. Oh, you woke up in the morning and you didn't pray. Oh, I'm not a pastor. No, you are the mission. There are places you could enter that I cannot enter. Oh, I told you to turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Quickly turn there. Ephesians 4:11. It gives some apostles, gives some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Why? Why do we exist? Verse 12. For the equipping of the saints. For the work of the ministry. It's not the pastor that is supposed to be doing the work of the ministry. You are supposed to grow to the point that you do the work of the ministry. There's a woman I give attention to in church. You know why I give her attention? There is no time. There are people. She pays her school fee, pays their school fees. There are people. She will just meet on the road. She will tell me, this person, I met this person on the road. The husband was beating her. And I just did this. Both husband and wife, they're now here. This every time she has somebody, she's especially if you've been a pastor on campus. Everybody's calling you pastor. You can't submit to the word that isn't being preached in any church you attend. You are a pastor without congregation. It's a dangerous place to be. You can't listen to anybody because leadership has been given to you. You can't submit to anything. Before they quote the scripture, you finish it. But you don't have congregation. It's a dangerous place to be. It's a dangerous place. I leave Kosa sometimes to go on holiday or to visit my children. When I sit in the congregation, I'm a congregational member. I don't sit down there like a pastor. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Since the Lord gives more grace to the humble, in the name of Jesus, you'll be positioned this year in the name of Jesus. By all means, I pray for you. You will reign with Christ Jesus. If you believe, shout hallelujah. Let me move forward. First thing I want you to know is that the world we live in is changing. The world is aggressive. Change is consistent. Our methods must change. My traditional church, they spent like 20 years to build their church. Mapo is an area in Ibadan. If you do something for so long, the Yorubas will tell you, why are you doing things like church in Mapo? Because it wasn't too long since I was young, they completed the church in Mapo. You don't see that with new generational churches. There's a church that built a tower in Lekki, in Lagos. They said, we won't start until we have almost all the money. Methods must change because the world you change, you live in, is changing. First, rotate on its axis. Next, rotate in its orbit. You must change. You want to use the megaphone to do evangelism in 21st century? Nobody. In fact, they will arrest you. You are making noise. You must know how to enter people's houses without knocking. When I just gave my life to Christ, one of the things they warned us about, don't go to the cinema. Don't watch things that will remind you of your past. Don't watch stuff. So all of us in that fellowship, we didn't watch things. Amen. There's a balance to that. But right now, I can't tell you don't go to this. Don't watch this. You move around with the cinema. It's on your phone. You don't need to dress up and go. No, on your phone. Internet 24 hours. God save the queen. If you have a problem with porn, you are in trouble. You can't run anyways on your phone. Some things even pop up. If you don't say no to them, there's algorithm. What you watched before, things like that will start popping up on your phone. Why is it quiet in this Pentecostal church? There are pastors that have that problem. There are people that love God. The devil is smart. Before, you have to go to a place to do it. Now, it's everywhere. It's very cheap to get. I pity people in this generation. When I was younger, we had one phone. Neighbors came to receive calls in my house. And they used to lock the phone. You would tap it sometimes to make a phone call. But now, even 3-year-old person, even dogs, no phones. If you watch YouTube, you see Husky, that breed, looking at phones. Try to give your niece or your child that is under 10, under 5, try to give him a toy phone. Throw it away. He wants a real one. Knows the weight. So principles are the same, but methods need to change. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Till you go to heaven, you'll be relevant. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. One day God brought a sheet down to Peter. He was fasting. Fasting is not enough. God brought the sheet down. And God said, kill and eat. He said, in my life, I've never touched anything unclean. And the thing came 3 times. And God warned him, never in your life. From that day, read the Bible. From that day, you didn't hear of Peter again. Because God was trying to make him to reach out to the Gentiles. He said, no, I cannot reach out. God bypassed him and reached out to a man called Paul. That guy wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Peter only wrote 2 books. And if you look at 2 Peter, he said the things that Apostle Paul was writing about that are hard to understand. Hard. It doesn't go with my mindset. The way I was raised as a child. Are you all still here? God made sure from the beginning that the mother of Apostle Paul was Roman. There was a day they were going to scourge him. He said, would you scourge a Roman? The person had to apologize. I didn't know you were from Rome. Because it's like Netherlands. If your mom was from Rome, you were a Roman. His father was a Jewish. He was a Pharisee of a Pharisee. He went to the best law school, the school of Gamaliel. And he had one of the best jobs. He knew how to make tents. So God prepared him. He was exposed. Guess what? Apostle Paul wrote the Bible in the language of the Greeks. The Jewish people could not stand it. Just like the Jewish people, they're looking at your Bible like, Do you know the sages that wrote the Bible, every time they saw Jehovah or Yadhivavi, they went to have a special bath. and came back to write. You are passing the words of Jehovah through the machine. And you are calling the Bible. You people don't understand how you go read the Bible. They don't understand that God is moving. Principles are the same. Methods are changing. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Do you know that most anthems of countries around the world, they sound like hymns? Think about it. Because hymnal songs were not heavenly songs. They were the reigning songs. If you see anybody that lived in the 60s, 50s, they danced palongo. They danced palongo. That was the dance that was trending during Ebenezer Obey and Sonny Ade. So you call them those dance holy dance. That's the dance I dance because I learned it from Bishop Oyedepo. Amen. I didn't live in the 50s, but I learned it. They would just dance it. You think it's a holy dance. Because that was also was trending then. Amen, somebody. I was part of a church in 1987 that if they caught you, dance, what do you call this dance? Makosa. They would take you. Have you heard me before say, you have used your own hand to destroy? The church administrator said, you are dancing Makosa. You have used your own hand to destroy your own self. That was where I heard it from. Now, when they play Makosa in church, it's normal to you. Do you know some of your children believe that people can be same sex? They can do same sex. They can be married. Have you feel forms in the first world lately? It's not male and female again. I think I like the side. There are many options. It's normal to them because that was what they saw. Even the cartoons is normal to them. They're sliding every single thing. I pray that you'll not be a cake. God will not dump you and use stones to replace you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Those who have known me right from time, I have told them I will never settle. Never. Till the casket is slapped over my head, I will never settle. God will look at me and say, Kai, this guy is useful. This guy is useful. Some of you, when you were unbelievers, you did things. You were creative. Now that you are born again Christian. You know, there are three brains. They observed in a lab one day. The brain of a Christian, the brain of a Catholic, and that of an unbeliever. The brain of an unbeliever, very black. He has used his brain. My God. Brain of a Catholic, half used, half fresh. But the brain of a believer, fresh. Never uses his brain. Any small thing, the Lord. I'm waiting on God. Please, you have my permission to tell your neighbor, put on your thinking caps. Put on your thing. God will speak to you. How can your company be better? How can you reach out more? You don't dress anyhow and wear a bantam and be going on Saturday morning and preaching. Somebody was preaching one day, said, okay, please. This preaching, have you received this thing you are telling me? You want me to be like you? I don't want to be like you. That's the reason why we do what we do the way we do what we do. There's some things I will say. The young folks, there's a musician I met recently, told all the guys that followed him, said, who is my pastor in Nigeria? They all pointed at him. He's never been to this church, but he used to see me on social media. Probably when he wears something, he will see it on me and say, Pastor, we wake up. Not because I want to wake up, but I've been sent to reach out to a generation. Some people want to reach out to a generation. They don't understand. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus. God will use you. He will not dump you. You will not be alive and become a retired general. In the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Do you know that a going church is a growing church? You can see we are starting a church. The church we are starting will be filled. The growing